This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here he is on an Adult Today Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We welcome in one of our favorites, Gus Johnson. The only thing I said that we need you to call, because we've heard you basically on everything from soccer to March Madness to football. We needed you on Tiger versus Phil. That would have been unbelievable.
If I could have got a piece of that $9 million, I definitely would have done that, man. Can you hear me?
We've got you, and I know you're flying into Indy for the Big Ten Championship.
No, I'm here.
You're there, and I want you to kind of set the scene, because this is a game that, you know, people are just saying, all right, Northwestern, this isn't going to be much of a game. Ohio State's going to already have witnessed what happened in the Big 12 Championship. It's going to set the stage. Are they going to put up 50, 60 points like they were able to do against Wisconsin 4 years ago? Are we all counting out a well-coached Northwestern team?
Oh, I think you are 100%, because Pat Fitzgerald has his guys playing at a super high level. I mean, if you really want to get an idea of what this game may be like, look back at how hard Northwestern played Notre Dame. You know, that wasn't a massive blowout or anything like that. So I think that Coach Fitzgerald during the season has just been brilliant. He's just been masterful, because, I mean, you look at what happened with Northwestern. They beat Purdue in the first game on the road, the first game of the year, conference game on the road, and then they come back and, you know, they lay an egg against Akron, you know. And he figured out a way, you know, he lost Larkin, his best running back, to the spinal stenosis, and, you know, he had to plug some holes. Their confidence was down. We did the Michigan Northwestern game at Michigan, and they were up 17-0. And the Wolverines reeled them in the second half and came back to beat them. But I think that this Northwestern team is gritty. You know, we were talking to Craig Schiano yesterday, the defensive coordinator for the Buckeyes, and he had some interesting language when describing the offensive line for Northwestern. He said, these guys are grunts, but they're nasty, real nasty dudes, and they play nasty football. And I believe that Pat Fitzgerald is going to want to make this game a street fight. And I know Ohio State's not afraid of a street fight, but, you know, Northwestern feels that their best opportunity is to take them into the gutter. And I'm looking forward to seeing it tomorrow.
Gus Johnson joining us, Fox Sports. He'll be with Joel Klatt tomorrow on the game. What happened? You go back to last Saturday. How surprised were you? What do you and Joel Klatt talk about when the cameras are off, when you guys are in a commercial break, and Ohio State's up 21, then they're up 28, and it's not going anywhere near what a lot of us thought it was going to be? We all thought Michigan was going to win that game.
Yeah, you're right. I think, you know, Michigan was the favorite going into that game. Ohio State under Urban was an underdog for the first time in 51 games. And you know, I've called a number of Ohio State games this year. I did the Michigan State game, I did the Minnesota game, and I did the game with Michigan last week. And just watching them all season, they just hadn't put together a complete game. You know, they were winning ugly, as people say. But I, you know, to me, a win is a win. I don't believe in all that. Mm-hmm. But some people felt that they were winning ugly. And I mean, but think about it. Their vibe was thrown off from the very beginning. Urban Meyer gets suspended for the three games. The Zach Smith situation, during his suspension, he loses Nick Bosa, who everybody is saying is going to be the number one player taken in the NFL draft this season. So when he gets back, he's got a sophomore quarterback that's never really played, and he's a drop-back passer. Unlike any of the quarterbacks we've seen with Urban in recent history, you know, we've seen JT Barrett, Braxton Miller, even going back to Tim Tebow and Alex Smith, those guys are running quarterbacks. You know, that run-pass option thing he made very famous with Tebow down in Florida when he won two national championships, and then he won another championship when Cardale Jones came off the bench for JT Barrett, who was a similar style quarterback as Tim. So all of a sudden he's dealing with all these things. He's also dealing with this cyst in his brain, which causes him severe headaches when he gets angry. And he's a football coach, so you know he's going to get angry and get fired up, you know. So I think their vibe was thrown off from the very beginning, but Ohio State under Coach Meyer, I mean, he's got great coaches, Ryan Day and Shiano and Larry Johnson. It's great coaches that were able to just, you know, keep them from falling off the tightrope that they were walking on. And we have been saying, Joel and I, that Ohio State had not played their best game. After the Michigan State game, we said they hadn't played their best game. But they're playing, each area has played well. You know, in that game, their punter was like putting the ball inside the 5-yard line. They were playing a field position game. You know, the defense played well sometimes. Defense played pretty well against Michigan State, but then they laid an egg against Maryland. So we didn't think that they could put it together. Their linebackers were shaky. Borland, Malik Harrison, Werner, they were just shaky on all fronts. But it feels like my nickname for Urban Meyer is Professor Pavlov. Because, you know, like in psychology, when you studied that first psychology class in college, you learned about Pavlov's dogs and how he knew how to train them and ring a bell, and they knew it was time to eat. Well, I tell you what, Urban Meyer rang the bell last week against Michigan, and those guys came out, and they were fast, and they were educated. They knew where they were supposed to be, and they were hungry. That offensive line for Ohio State played their best game. You know, no sacks, clean sheet. Haskins, who I think this kid is just brilliant. I love this kid. He's 21 years old. He's still a puppy. But, I mean, we haven't seen a quarterback throw it like that at Ohio State since probably Art Schliester. I don't know if you remember that name. That's a name that comes from when I was a little boy, and he was a dynamic passer, so... yeah, we were surprised, but really not surprised, because we knew that they hadn't played their best game, and if they did put it all together, they're going to be a heck of a team, and that's what we saw against the Wolverines last week.
Gus Johnson going to be on the call this week, Big Ten Championship, Fox Sports. He's on the hotline right now. Gus, you've seen Ohio State at their best. You called the game last week. You've seen Oklahoma at some of their best throughout the year. Who's better in your estimation?
That's a great question. I'm going to say this. I know Ohio State laid an egg at Purdue. Purdue played a great game. But at this particular point, I don't think anyone in the playoffs, Alabama, Georgia, Notre Dame, the three teams that, you know, depending on what happens, I mean, that could be there or should be there. I don't think anybody wants to play the Buckeyes.
Whoa!
I love it.
Did I do something wrong?
No, you did something very right. You did something very right, Gus. We thank you very much for that line. We thank you very, very much there. Gus Johnson joining us on the show, one of the greats. Hey, do you protect your voice going into some of these games, because, you know, you're very, very good at what you do. People love how excited you are. Do you protect yourself when you go into these ones?
Yeah, you know, it's funny you said that. Last week I had the flu.
I didn't even notice.
Yeah, so I had to – it was cool because I went into the meetings with the Ohio State coaches since the game was in Columbus, so we had a chance to go to the Woody Hayes facility. And Coach Meyer walked in, and he – extended his hand to shake my hand, and I gave him my elbow. I said, "Man, I'm sick, so I don't want to give you anything." He said, "He's so cool." He said, "Superman doesn't get sick," and I said, "Yeah, but Lois Lane does, Coach. I feel like a straight chick right now. I am emotional and down on myself." So he gave me some. He said, "I'm gonna let you talk to the trainer," and he gave me some. The trainer gave me some medicine. Mucinex daytime, Mucinex night, some stuff, Pepto Bismol, you know, to keep my stomach, you know, all right. So, you know, I went into the room that over the weekend in Columbus and just kind of tried to, you know, drink a lot of hot tea and you know, had a couple hot toddies as well. I mean, yeah, you got it. Because, you know, I'm on planes all the time and in hotel rooms and on hotel beds. And, you know, we're not staying at the Four Seasons. Sometimes we're staying at the Holiday Inn Express. So, you know, it's not ideal conditions. And your resistance can get, you know, can get a little down. So, you know, I try to medicate myself with all kinds of vitamins and herbs and minerals and all kinds of crap.
I don't blame you.
You got to protect it, though. You're right.
No, I don't blame you. I'd be like Howard Hughes if I had to do as much traveling as you. Gus Johnson joining us on the show. How do you feel about Baker Mayfield from when you called games for him and then obviously now with the Cleveland Browns?
I love that kid. I love the Magic Man. That's what I call him, the Magic Man. He is just wonderful. He was wonderful in college. He's a great kid, you know. He's a kid, so he's a screwball sometimes, or he has been. But I think that his personality, you know, he draws people to him. He's just he's a flame. Yeah. You know, you want to be around him. You want to hang out with him. You know, he wants the best for you. He wants the best for his team. He wants the best for his school, and. I just love him. I just love what he did last week. I mean, they're winning games now. Seems like they're on the right page. I thought that it was an incredible pick, picking Baker Mayfield over, you know, guys like Sam Darnold and the kid out from UCLA and the kid from Wyoming. I love Baker Mayfield, man. He's just a dude's dude, a man, and he's going to become a man's man, and he's going to win a lot of games. Funny thing, here's a funny thing. Yesterday, I ran into Cliff Kingsbury, and I said, Coach, you know, I guess you made the right decision with Pat Mahomes. He was like, yeah, but, you know, Baker Mayfield was a heck of a player too, and obviously he went on to do great things and win the Heisman Trophy and be the first overall selection, so... Baker, can't say enough good stuff about him. I'm looking at those crowds now in Cleveland, you know, Browns jerseys. The Browns uniforms just look great. I mean, they just look good now. I mean, I'm a big fan of the Cleveland Browns. I called a game there one time, Cleveland against Jacksonville. I called it the Bud Light Bowl.
Oh, my.
Because Cleveland got a bad call at the end, and they start throwing Bud Light bottles on the field. Tom Coughlin almost got cracked in the head with a Bud Light bottle. They're plastic bottles, by the way. But it was just a great game, and it's always great atmosphere. And, you know, I'm so happy that they finally found their main man at quarterback in Baker Mayfield in Cleveland.
Gus Johnson joining us on the hotline. We call it Bottlegate, by the way. And someone wanted us to ask you about that game, so that's cool that you could reflect on that. You've been in some of the biggest scenes in sports. Obviously, we know about March Madness. That's where you became a national, and I mean a national delight. And then you've done it all. You've done soccer, and now you did the game last week. What is it? What's the biggest event so far that you've been able to do? You've done combat sports as well.
You know, man, it's like an embarrassment of riches. I can't say one thing. I'm a guy that, you know, it's like I've been so blessed to see so many. Because I'm, you know, like you guys and like the people that listen to this station, I'm a sports fan. I just love sports. Sports is my sanctuary. It's my salvation. It's always been the place since I was a little boy at 6 years old going to the Boys Club in Detroit where I would go find my peace and sweat and think and be around people and teammates and coaches. And so I've, you know, had an opportunity to see so many great things. I mean, last week, I'm born and raised in Michigan. I'm from Detroit. I'm a Michigan fan. Yeah, I'm calling the game, man. I mean, I got to pinch myself sometimes. when I think about some of the things that I've had a chance to see, March Madness and some of the NCAA tournament games. I remember doing an Ohio State Xavier game in the tournament.
Yes.
Man.
Ron Lewis, baby.
He hit that shot, you know? I remember Matt Sylvester against Illinois in Columbus. Illinois came in 22-0, I think. And I watched Matt Sylvester in pregame on the right wing behind the three-point line. If he took 25 shots that day, he hit 22. And then in the game, he hit the same shot to win it. And that's something that sticks out in my mind. The Pac-12 championship, when Isaiah Thomas for Washington hit a cold-blooded jump shot to win it against Arizona for the title. Like you said, I called the Super Six World Boxing Classic. Andre Ward went through the gauntlet and just brutalized people, ending with Carl Froch in New Jersey.
We won't mention the Kimbo Slice fights that you did.
Oh man, that was an incredible. That was an incredible situation because you don't understand. Who was he supposed to fight? Ken Shamrock or somebody?
That was one of them. Yeah.
I think whoever he's supposed to fight, it was Ken Shamrock. The story is, I think Ken wanted more money, and he tried to hold him up for more money the day of the fight. So he backed out. So all of a sudden, this guy with this pink hair walks in, and Kimbo didn't want to fight him because Kimbo said, I have not prepared for him. I'm nervous. And lo and behold, the guy goes in there and knocks him out. It was unbelievable. I've seen some unbelievable things. And you know, I'm 51 now, so I still think I'm kind of young. So I got the future in front of me, and I'm looking forward to it.
All right, Gus, we really appreciate you taking the time. I know you're getting ready for the Big Ten Championship. You'll be able to catch it on Fox tomorrow with Joel Klatt. You guys are one of the great booths, I think, in football right now. We'd love to hear you on March Madness again. In many ways, you're the soundtrack of some of the great March Madness calls in the history of the game. So we appreciate you coming on and taking this time, and have a good call tomorrow.
Thank you. Can I say something? Do I have time?
Yeah.
Please.
I want to say something about Baker and that comment about Hugh Jackson. And I understand 100% Baker feeling that way. You know, you bleed for a guy, and then all of a sudden, you know, the same guy that you bleed for is on the other side, and he knows all your strengths and weaknesses. So I understand that. But I will say Baker is young. And he, down the road, he's going to understand that it's a business. And there is, you know, there really is no loyalty when you're not with a team anymore. So I think Coach Jackson took an opportunity to, you know, he has a relationship with Marvin Lewis. He took that opportunity, and, you know, that's the business of the NFL. And I think that as Baker gets older, he's going to see people come and people go, and he's going to understand the business of it. And that wasn't a personal thing, nor was that, in my opinion, from Coach Jackson, a disloyalty thing. It's business. And he had to do what he had to do for himself. So, and that's all I have to say about that.
Thank you, Gus. Appreciate you taking the time. Fans are loving the interview, and we appreciate it. Let's do this again if you ever have the time.
Whenever you need me, guys, just give me a call. I really appreciate you having me on.
All right, thank you. There he is, Gus Johnson, North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. A lot to attack when we get back. Stick around.
Yes.
Jeff Thomas in studio with the update, and then we'll react to Gus Johnson next here on 92.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.